Worship and praise go
Blog
out.
Blog Talk Radio.
From the heart of the nation. I want to welcome you who are coming from the blog line also. Amen. We had such a great, great, great night last night. We sent up over 2, maybe 3 billion praises worldwide, worldwide. And we had such a great time on the youth prayer line. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and to all of you who joined last night. This is a great time. I want to pray for you, and then I'm going to ask you to give God praise. Be thinking of something that you can praise him for. And when I say praise check, don't sit there, but open your mouth and begin to give God what they call show enough praise. Amen. Heavenly Father, this day, we honor you every day, and we praise you and thank you for everything that you have done for us. And if we have done anything to offend you, please forgive us of omission and commission. Bless your people everywhere. On this prayer line, I pray that you heal bodies in the name of Jesus, that you touch and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Thank you for last night at the convocation. There's a prophet looked at me and told me that God is going to bless me in a phenomenal way. Thank you so much for that and for everything that you've done, God. Oh, the people who have their backs against the wall, God, help them in a phenomenal way. Show them that you are God, and God, do it for your glory and for your praise. And I pray that you help anybody who's down, lift them up. Oh, God, those who are out, bring them back in. Those who are thinking about backsliding, God, bind that devil and help them to live for you in Jesus' name. Those who are imprisoned, God, help them and deliver them in Jesus' name. Oh, God, those who have a son or a daughter who's not saved, save them, God, in Jesus' name. Those who are facing financial crisis, help them, God, and deliver them in Jesus' name. In every situation, we're going to give you thanks and praise and adoration. God, those who are facing job situations where it is tiring and job situations where the enemy is trying to maneuver and attack, I pray that you let the curse be reversed. Deliver your children in the name of Jesus. Bless them bountifully and help them and bring them out. I'm praying this in your name, Lord Jesus. And you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you do it, that the Father may be glorified. This is for the glory of the Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Are y'all awake out there? Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. God bless all of you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's go ahead and thank the Lord for his goodness and kindness. And y'all thought of something that he's done for you? If so, when I say praise check, just praise him from our hearts and our minds in the name of Jesus. Come on. It's time to praise him right now. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. That's never who we are. Thank you, Lord. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, wake up here and give him praise. Give him adoration. He brought you. He taught you. He blessed you. He helped you. He deserves. Wake up. He deserves your praise. Why don't you give him praise? You know what I'm saying? God's the man to get to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, praise his holy name. God bless all of you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You don't want to get so comfortable that you can't thank the Lord. He's been mighty good. He brought you through the night. You owe him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We just thank the Lord for all of you on this prayer line. And I've been getting calls, people who really enjoyed that message yesterday. It's my money, and I want it now. And thank God for that. I'm not going to preach today unless the Lord changes my mind here. And I don't, well, we'll see what God says. But anyway, let's get our praise reports. I'm going to ask that mighty, mighty woman of God, Ambassador Stith, if she would take over at this point. Are you there, Ambassador Stith? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
let's get
yes,
praise
Chief
report.
Ambassador.
God bless you. It's in your hands.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and all the saints of God all over the land. I give honor to Jesus. He's such a most wonderful thing that has ever happened to me. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor, open up the airways for praise reports. Somebody need to be encouraged by what you have to say this morning. There has been forefathers. There has been the saints that's gone before us who has had testimonies, who gone through great trials, griots, the our historians and our fathers who said that I've gone through this and I'm leaving a testimony and everything is going to be all right. And every test has been tested. And because of that, they let us know can make it. So because of that, saints of God, let's encourage someone else in our neighboring state, in your same town that you're in. Let's encourage someone, even in your household. This morning, glory to God, the Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. So invoke the glory and the presence of God through your testimony. Amen. So I'm just going to open up the floor. Glory to God. The waiting room is filled with people who is waiting to hear a testimony. Hallelujah. For you to come out of the operating room where the Holy Ghost has worked on you and the healing touch of God has healed and set you free. Glory to God. I will close out with the testimony. So the floor is now open unto you. God bless you. Who will be the first one?
Good morning. I give honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Mr. Our prophetess, and to everyone that's on the line. This is Evangelist-elect. This is elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord has been good. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for how he blessed and brought me this far. The Lord has healed my body so many times. He healed me of acid reflux. He healed me of fibroid tumors. God is a good God, and I thank him for how he just makes ways and opens doors. I thank him for that sermon on yesterday. It's my money, and I just thank him for everything. I thank him for this prayer land because it has certainly been a blessing to me. I just enjoy listening to all the testimonies, and I thank him for the testimonies that he has given me. God has given me a lot of testimonies, and I thank him. When they say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I can't tell it all right now because God has been good to me down through the years. God has made ways and opened doors and just done things that I know nobody could do but the Lord. And I just praise him for today. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Somebody in the land, don't you feel your strength? Hallelujah. Come on, let's get another praise report. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, Ambassador Stitt. This is Mother Wilson this morning. I might not sound like me, but this is me. And I thank God this morning because God has been good to me. And I thank him for waking me up this morning. Even I thank him for going through the pains in my shoulder, in the top part of my, each one of my shoulder will travel. But I am yet awake, and I thank God for bringing me this far. I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me. And the closer to the time for me is God, the 11 o'clock prayer, it seems like the worst the enemy tried to attack me. but I'm going on in the name of Jesus anyway, because I know he has done so much for me. I'm like a sister. I can't tell it all, because he is just angry is out of my side. And the doctor can see the evidence of where it was, but it's not there now. He has healed me of a busted sinus drain. The infection was draining all down in my stomach, and I couldn't even loose the mucus from my nostrils because it would go down. But God, he healed and delivered me of that. And I know that's been over 20 or 30-something years ago, and he's still doing great things for me. And I'm looking for both of my shoulders to be delivered from this pain. It starts in the top part of my shoulder blade up there, and it goes down. But God is good, and I'm looking for a miracle. It's just a test, but the tests don't last all the time. Now, I'll finish my test after a while. God bless you, and continue to pray for me. I am a living testimony. God has
praise
been
the Lord.
Thank
praise
you.
God bless you, Mother Wilson, a living testimony. Praise the Lord. And God will do just what he said he will do. Praise God. Who would be the next one? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. God bless our chief ambassador and ambassador family. God bless you, Ambassador Stitz. Praise God, this Ambassador Pfeiffer, just thanking God and giving a shout out. I just want to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Praise God. And I just want to shout out to the Lord this morning, a victorious praise. I was on here a while back, and I made acknowledgement of the fact that the governor of Chicago had been put in jail a few years back, and his brother had stopped by here and asked us for prayer. And they had given the governor of Chicago 14 or 17 years in penitentiary. And everyone thought it was an unjust move, and unjust because of what they were saying had taken place. But his brother stopped by here, and he wrote a book. He even signed the book and brought it to me and autographed it in to us. But we told him we were going to pray for his brother to have an early release. I want you to know that even yesterday on TV, they released that young man, Rob Blagojevich. So I am thanking God for the blessings. And he came out with just the same energy, same like he went in. But God worked in mysterious ways. I am thanking God for that, because it's just such a blessing. God is letting the people know that he's still moving by his power. He's moving. He's working miracles yet. And in spite of all the chaotic situations going on worldwide, God is still moving by his spirit. And even the other day, my grandchildren came down here from Chicago. And on Monday, the baby had a toothache. And I put some Ambisol on it once or twice, and he came to me and he says, "Grandmother," he brought the oil. He said, "I think I just want you to pray for me." If you have that kind of faith, God got that kind of healing for you. And you not know, he hasn't had a toothache. That tooth hasn't bothered him since we prayed. And God, all the glory to God. All the glory.
Glory to God.
Glory. You know, no nothing heal no toothache except prayer. Hallelujah. I found that out when I had one aching. Nothing healed it but prayer. Nothing did anything. And even if I didn't pray in time and went to the dentist, that was the only thing that stopped it. But God is still moving. I am so glad to let you know, It is his benefits, toward us. Praise God. Thank God for the youth prayer line on last night. Everyone shouting it out and how God bless those that come to the youth prayer line to help us out and to shout out for the Lord. God bless you this morning, Ambassador Stitz, and all the First Fruit family. Thank God for you.
Glory to God. The Bible said, let God arise, and all of your enemies will be scattered. Come on, saints, I want you to repeat it after me. God, I'm going to praise you for this morning. Let God arise. When you lift him up, all of your enemies will be scattered. Glory to God. They were scattered when you lift him up. The woman of God just shared a wonderful testimony, and the Bible lets us know, thanks be to God, which causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So come on, saints, let's give them another praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing, for all the testimonies that has come forth in the name of Jesus. Arise, the Bible says, arise and shine, for the light has come. Arise and shine this morning. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Let his glory rise all over the land. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and give him some praise. Glory to God. I guarantee you this morning, when you open up your mouth and lift your voice in triumph, God's never tired of hearing your voice. Glory to God. So let's hear another testimony this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone else, come on and share a testimony of the goodness of God. Amen. Will there be someone else that will share a testimony? Amen. Amen. God. Go ahead, sister.
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley from area code 773. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I just want to let you know, by God being a very present help in a time of trouble. Last week, one of my sons was flying from out of the country. It was a 12-hour flight. He texted me, and he said, I'm really not feeling well. Mom, would you pray for me? And immediately I started to pray for him. I didn't ask God how to do it. I just asked him to deliver him because he didn't need to be sick 12 hours flying. When he got here, he got here safely, and he told me, he said, you know what? I read a scripture, I went to sleep, and I slept the entire flight. And I just thank God for hearing and for answering that prayer.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Mother. God bless you, woman of God. Chief, how many more do we need to receive this morning?
Let's receive two or three more. And did Praise you give Lord. That? I had to leave just for a moment to see about Mother Johnson, but did you give that report? Did you find your purse or your wallet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. And I was going to mine was going to be the last testimony. Praise the Lord. But I would go ahead on and give it now if no one would just jump on in there right now. Yesterday, I called Chief Ambassador, and this is a rarity that I just called because I know he's a busy man of God. And I lost my wallet, praise the Lord, because I had a flat tire. You know, I praised God the other day for that flat tire. It blew up in my driveway. There was numerous people around. And for some reason, my wallet disappeared. And in that wallet, saints, I didn't have $200 or $300. I had quite a bit of money, and I don't carry money like that. Glory to God. Had numerous of checks from the weekend from a conference I spoke in on Friday night and Saturday. And praise the Lord, in addition to that, glory to God, I had two insurance checks for some repairs. So my wallet was fat, and I was thanking God, it's my money, and I want it now. The devil thought he was going to make me lose my joy over that. Glory to God. And when I got up, I was still in Pine, and I was preparing for work, but I knew I had to get these tires. So I was blessed with three new tires on yesterday. When I was getting ready to pay for the tires, couldn't find my wallet. Oh, my. But I thank God for integrity and favor And you've got to have a good name and a reputation for an establishment to allow you to just walk out and not pay and say, you just come on back and you can pay me later because I've never used this particular company before. Amen. And just on the presence of God, just the awe and the favor of God upon my life, that they heard about my name but didn't know me, never met me. I walked on out of there to pay for my tires, and I didn't pay for them, somebody else did, but they put the money in my hand, and the money was in my wallet, praise the Lord. So I couldn't pay for it, so they allowed me to leave, and then I couldn't find it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I shared it with them, and I said, listen, I can't find it. And you know what they said? Whenever you get the money, just bring it back. And I just said, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not one of those people that when somebody bless you, you forget it. I didn't forget it. When I found that wallet, I took money over there. But I called Chief Ambassador as I was traveling to work, and I'm going to make this short, and I said, Chief, I've lost my wallet. I can't find it. It's misplaced. I don't know where it is. I had it in my hand. I don't know what happened to it. And I recall and I remember when Chief said, when you pick up something and lay it down, say, I'm going to lay it right here. But I didn't do that yesterday. But I called Chief, and Chief touched the throne of God for me. I prayed, but I was a little apprehensive. Amen. We get like that. And Chief prayed, and he said, you will find it. It's going to be all right. So calm in a still, small voice. I went on to work the day. I told my colleagues about it. And they said, oh, it's going to be fine, and I knew that too. But it was the first word I heard Chief said. I could hear it, Chief, all day long, that prayer. I muttered as the word of God talks about when David says, the scripture that talks about a meditation upon the Lord, I will meditate on the Lord day and night. So in the Greek, it means meditate, means to mutter, and it gives reference as a cow with two stomachs that's chawing all the time. So I muttered on one stomach, glory to God, the prayer that you gave. And on the other stomach, I start chawing. There are no weapons formed against me. And I heard the man of God say, it's going to be all right. You're going to find it. And so I was chawing all day. So I had a praise and a liberty. I had deliverance in my womb, in my belly, in my lungs. And I began to thank God. Thanks God, if you start muttering, using the word and the praise in your belly and see what God would do. God dismantled everything that the enemy was trying to do. Glory to God, and that stronghold was broken in my mind. He pulled it. It was broken in the atmosphere that I allowed me to go through the day. Hallelujah. And when I got home, saints, when I walked, the moment I walked in the door, the Holy Spirit led me to that black wallet that had blended in with something else I ran around, was in my face all the time. And that's how God is when we get stuck in a situation. He's right there in your face. Glory to God. And he tells us to seek him. Seek him. Seek him. I'm here. I'm in your face. Whatever you need, I am in your face to deliver. He is able to do, somebody, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So that was my testimony. And I thank you, Chief, for that. And I, as a servant of God, as a steward of God, I got in that car. And I drove across town, and I paid them for those tires. Amen. Because God didn't bless me with that money to do anything else with but what it was designed and orchestrated for. Amen, saints of God. Just lift up your hands and tell God thank you. And you thanking him for me, I'm thanking him for you. Yes. And while you thanking him for somebody else, for somebody else's healing, for somebody else's deliverance, for somebody else's truth. God is doing it for you. So at this time, we get two more testimonies, and we're going to close our praise portion out, but let it leave with you. Chant all day. Meditate. Glory to God. Someone else, give us a testimony.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. This is Ambassador Elect, area code 610. I just thank the Lord for being saved. I thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living. And I thank God because last week when I woke up, I woke up looking out of the window, and I was thinking the window ledge, the outside window ledge, was dirty, and something said clean it off. So I cleaned it off, and when I got ready to go, there was a suspicious person outside parked across the street from where we live. And so I came back in the house and locked an extra door. And so anyway, when I came home, no one was home, and we couldn't get in to the house. We could get into part of the house, but not the entire house due to the door being locked. And so I had to end up coming through the window in order to get into the house so I could unlock the doors. And I just praise God for being obedient, for just washing out that outside windowsill. And so it made things very convenient by me cleaning out the outside windowsill just by listening to the voice of the Lord, because that was the first thing he had told me to do when I woke up last week. And I thank God because we had put in a prayer request, my mom and I, concerning some things that had been misplaced. And we haven't found all the things. Some of the things were found, but not all of the things. But I praise God for the prayers of the saints, because the prayers of the righteous mean so very much. And thank you. God bless.
God bless you, wonderful God, for that mighty testimony. And it's a blessing to be in the position to hear the voice of God. And saints, I promise you, it's not on my promises, but God's promises, but just from experience. When you put yourself in a position to hear God, he will speak. Amen. And so as we close this great report, I thank God that for those that did not share your testimony, and I know you had a desire to, we praise God that you can say this morning, I'm not depressed, I'm not oppressed, and I'm not suppressed, because I'm a saint of God. I'm going to walk all day and count it all joy. I'm going to endure. I'm going to leap for joy when I don't have any joy. I praise God for this day that he has made. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, I like me this morning.
I like me this morning.
God made me. Hallelujah. Why I ask you to say that? Because I want you to just focus on this, and I'm getting ready to give this over to Jesus. When you think about I like me, you like you because God made you. You wasn't an accident. You wasn't an incident. You wasn't a mishap. You were shaped, formed, and fashioned by the hands of God. Elohim made you this morning for the praises of his glory. Elohim wonderfully, beautifully put you together. He textured you. He tailor-made you for praise. And because of that, you are somebody in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror this morning. Greater is he that is in me. I have a right to praise God. You can't praise him like I can praise him, but I can open up my mouth and give him a shout. I can thank him how he disappointing the enemy right now. I'm not a mechanism, but I'm an organism. I've been made by God himself. Transformed. My temperature has been set by God. I set the atmosphere when I get up this morning. I'm a walking testimony. Gratitude. Thank you.
thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He opened doors right now. He opened doors right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. This is our testimony. We gave you a testimony of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for commitment right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And right now, we just turn the praise over to Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even on the foreign land, God has not forgotten about you. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. While you're waiting, just still thank him. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord, Lord.
God
bless
you.
Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say to me, as Brother Wilson talked about those shoulders, he said, pray for shoulders this morning. If you've got a rotary cup or something aching in your shoulders, I want you to hold your hands up right now. Father, Father, just as you used that stick, God, in the hands of Moses and converted it to a rod, and when he stretched it out, God, the whole Red Sea opened up. You can use these hands, hands of clay, in the name of Jesus. Place the anointing, a special anointing on these hands, Lord, for themselves. David said he prayed for himself. God, as they touched their shoulders in just a minute, as they pray for their shoulders, in the name of Jesus, bring healing virtue to those shoulders. In the rotary cuffs, God, bring healing virtue all in there. Put all the anointing all in those rotary cuffs that they may work easily and be healed in the name of Jesus. You had me to pray for that oil, God, and in the spirit realm, I'm asking you, as we said, let every drop be anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the oil be all over these hands. And when they anoint themselves, oh God, give them faith to believe that you are touching them then. Because see, whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Yeah, you obey nothing. Lord, it always obeys you. And I'm asking you to speak to it, Lord, and say you are healed. Because I know whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I hear it in heaven saying, you are healed. Man, woman, you are healed. Lay your hands on your shoulders now. Lay your hands there in the name of Jesus. You are healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Oh, God, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Be healed. Be delivered and be set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Oh, if you believe that, help me thank him for about a minute. Come on, if you believe that, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am healed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am delivered. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am set free. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us know about it so we can pray for you this morning. I'll get your prayer. Either way, the Lord can touch and heal you. Who has the prayer request right now? Come on and let us know what's going on so we can pray on target. Who's the first one to give the prayer request? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Mother Wilson again. I thank the Lord for feeling better. Excuse my voice. I had heard it so much until it just change my voice, but I thank God right now I don't feel the pain. It just was attacking. Well, my hand, arms been kind of feeling funny, but it went on up in my shoulders and started moving from one shoulder to the other one. And I was praying as often on all through the night. God is good. But I want you to continue to pray for me as we was praying at the enemy. I could see how he doesn't want the prayer to go through at the church in Crawfordsville and bind the enemies out there. I want you to, my request is to just pray for me. That Mother Nelson that passed on the other week, she was carrying it on for me. I started the prayer, but I had to stop because of my pickup I was seeing about. But I'm determined to go again, and the enemy want to attack me before I can get there. But God is making a way for me. So I just want y'all to pray because I am determined. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Just go through the day just thanking the Lord and see what the Lord does for you. Amen. All right. Somebody else with a prayer request. My. Just hey, jumping there.
I put on my hands and my knees.
No, I didn't quite hear you. Come on one more time.
My hand and my knees.
This is Ambassador-elect Peterson. Hand and knees. Amen. All right. Give me another prayer request. Anybody else?
Mother, this is Sister Lu.
Sister Lucille.
Yes, sir. I'm asking prayer for my Aunt Maddie. She's not feeling well. I took her to take care of some business yesterday, and she's just, ever since we come back from taking care of her business, she's just been laying around. She won't. So I'm asking the saints to pray for her and pray for me that the Lord strengthen me to help these women. They my aunties, and I'm trying to do the best that I can to help them. And I'm asking the saints to just pray for me. Oh,
all right. You feel your pain. Amen. And we're going to pray in just a minute. Somebody else? Anybody else have a prayer request?
Father Digby, I'm looking for a miracle for my son, Kenneth. He has quite a few conditions. He's a diabetic, brain damage, and he has heart conditions. So I'm looking for a miracle, and I'm seeing God working, but I'm just looking for a miracle for him, that God give him strength in his body.
You said it will, Mother Digby. All right. I'll take another.
Amen. This is Mitch, Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. Praise God this morning. I'm asking for prayer for Sister Murphy, one of the sisters in the church. They said she's had bacteria, pneumonia. And I'm asking you to pray for her that the Lord rebuke and bind that pneumonia. As well as I'm asking for prayer for myself, my body, for healing, and healing for my daughter, Letitia.
Letitia?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is Ambassador-elect Bonita, area code.
Peterson, yesterday, so I thought it was gone, but when I woke up this morning trying to come back.
What is that now? I didn't quite hear that.
I had an headache all yesterday. I thought I had left, but I think I was trying to come back this morning.
Oh, all right. And your head, okay. All right.
Go ahead. This is Terry Lake, Bernita, area code 616. And I would like to request prayer for my Aunt May. Yesterday they were telling us that her condition did not look good, and she's elderly, but I know God is able to do anything. There's nothing too hard for him. I would also like to request prayer for us because some things, some jewelry, and some things have been misplaced, and we can't find them anywhere. Last week, there was a portion of what we were looking for. It was found, and I thank God for that. But now we just want to get the jewelry.
All right. God bless you.
And God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you. Let's go into prayer this morning. saints of God. I want to also put Mother Johnson is feeling much better, but I'm mindful of how the enemy tries to do so. I want somebody to pray that God will shut that back door. See, what happens is when you have prayed and prayed and somebody starts feeling better, many times the enemy will try to make you let your guard down. And while your guard is down, he'll try to sneak in the back door and take your loved one out. And I'm asking you to pray, and God will shut that back door for Mother Johnson. All right? Someone who feels led to pray this morning, pray for Mother Wilson and Mother Nelson's family. Amen. Mother Wilson, that God would heal her body on every hand, and her mother's sister, Mother Nelson's family, I'm sorry, and Sister Ambassador-elect Sister Peterson, hands and knees and head. Amen. So both of these are Ambassador-elect, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson, Ambassador-elect Mother Peterson, who needs prayer for her hands, head, and knees. God bless you. Take those few.